As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hey guys, it's Dave DeFore. Join me and my buddies Seth Partnow and Mo Dakhil every Friday right here on The Athletic NBA Show for Nerd or She Wrote, a podcast that attempts to look at the cutting edge of the NBA and the sport of basketball. Whether it's sports science, a deep dive on X's and O's, tales from the video room, or the next big thing in analytics, you can find it all every single Friday on Nerd or She Wrote right here on The Athletic NBA Show.
Join us this Saturday for an all-new episode of The Athletic NBA Show, Saturday Slam and Jam, hosted by me, Andrew Schlecht. I'll be joined by my co-hosts Alex Spears and many of the Athletic beat writers that you know and love. We will recap the week of the NBA, play some NBA trivia, and just overall talk about the league that we love most. So while you're flipping your flapjacks, tending to your yard, or just sipping your coffee on Saturday morning, listen to Saturday Slam and Jam on The Athletic NBA Show.
Want an easy way to stay up to date with the latest news and trends in the NBA? Listen to the NBA Daily Ding podcast Monday through Friday. Wake up and turn up the NBA Daily Ding to stay informed on all things NBA here at The Athletic and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Athletic NBA Show Monday through Friday
on The Athletic Podcast Network.
I do have a take.
Point of contention.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all hating. Stop hating. Everybody hating.
Welcome to Point of Contention. Five subjects, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention coming up. Bron's ankle acting up. The sun stay rising. Stotts out. LaMelo Ball wasting away in Charlotte and Milwaukee's ultimatum. I'm Zach Harper. That's Jade Hoy producing. In this corner, Bay Area legend and author of two books about the Warriors dynasty, the one and only Marcus Thompson. Marcus, congratulations on taking over for Big Waz on Hoops Adjacent. How did the first show with basketball Hall of Famer David Aldridge feel?
I was about to say, Eddie Johnson is a Hall of Famer? Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, he was good, but hold on. You know what? I felt right at home. I feel like me and DA were meant to be together. I am very glad I get to disappoint Hoops Adjacent listeners by being a lesser version of Waz.
More at home than, say, any other podcast you do?
Well, no, the other podcast is like in the streets. You know what I'm saying? That's the part of me that's out here.
That's
in the
how
streets,
I would describe Warriors me. Plus minus as well. And in this corner, Bay Area suburban legend and the author of the book The Victory Machine, still available in paperback. They haven't taken that option away. It's Ethan Sherwood Strauss. Ethan, is The Sopranos the most overrated show in the history of television?
No. It's the best show in the history of television. Full stop. Fifth season, the best season. Love the way it outros. Oh, come
but
on.
Your best season can't be with four seasons to go.
Well, look, this is the problem with TV. It's all about roping people
in.
It's
the problem with the series.
It's
good. I'm glad I watched it. I'll probably never watch it again.
Wow.
I watched it twice.
The Chris Moltisanti intervention scene, I believe, is a top five scene in the history of television. At the very least, a top five comedy scene in the history of television. Facts.
All right.
I've watched it twice. I won't watch it again. That's enough.
I've only watched it the once. It was a few years ago. I'm glad I watched it. Like, I now, you know, I get some of the references now, but
it's good.
I don't know.
It's good.
Did you see?
Yeah, like, it's a 6 out of 10.
Did you see the Athletic article on how the last time Gandolfini was Tony was to try to lure LeBron to the New York Knicks? Did you read about this?
And there's a secret tape of it.
There's a
of
secret
him
tape.
And Edie Falco playing their parts to get LeBron to come to New York.
What I loved
how
most.
How much did that cost?
Millions. Well, he did it for free. Gandolfini did it for free. He was so stoked on
and
it.
And was into it, apparently.
Was very much into
According to the article, he was very into
and
it.
And it was all because LeBron, it was floated, was a fan of The Sopranos. But knowing what we know about LeBron and how he's a bit of a trend chaser, I would love if he just made it up and he had no interest at all. And that's what kicked off this entire production and secret tape was LeBron lying and saying he was a Sopranos fan.
Well, check out my feature next week when I let you know that Jerry Ferrara was turtle to lure Julius Randle to the Knicks. That's a little exclusive right there on The Athletic. All right, Jade, start the clock. Speaking of LeBron, is it the panic time? LeBron James will be out at least the next two games for the Lakers, and it could be longer. This, according to ESPN, following a 20-game absence, James, the star of Space Jam 2 out this summer, necessary detail there, returned for two games with a high ankle sprain. He said he felt, quote, pretty good, other than a little soreness in his first game back. But after his second game, he started to feel some discomfort. James appeared in two games before the ankle was too painful to continue. Earlier this week, James stunned reporters by saying he may never, and I mean never,
ever,
return to 100%. Jade, play the tape.
So I've been, that's over the last 6 weeks, that's all I've been doing. Is having the urgency to get back and play. I knew I would, you know, getting back to 100%, it's impossible. I don't think I would ever get back to 100% in my career. But, you know, I felt comfortable where I knew I could get on the floor and help my team win.
So, Marcus, is this much ado about nothing? Does LeBron just need more time in the studio to patch up some of those ADR lines for Space Jam 2? Or is this something to be gravely concerned about?
What's right before gravely? Like, I don't think anybody's dying. So a step right before that, near death, ooh, right? Near gravely.
Yeah.
The reason that concerns me.
Critical. Is this
critical?
Is this
there critical? You go. This is ICU, baby. The reason is these games they're coming up with, they kind of really need LeBron. It's the Clippers. It's Phoenix. It's New York, right? Like, that's when they need him. For him to miss those games and then return to close out against Houston and New Orleans, right? Like, whatever. You need him for the Clippers. You need him for Phoenix. You need him for New York. You need him to stay out of the play-in game, which he is clearly allergic to, right? So the fact that he's not playing now means this high ankle sprain is something. I just don't see LeBron not playing these games at this point in the season with this much on the line.
You know, I'm often watching A's broadcasts, Zach. You know that about me. I'm a big baseball fan, big C-man.
Baseball, hey, Ethan, yeah.
Home run champs. You see them A's, always, 40 home runs, baby.
Always have been.
Yeah, I bet it'll happen in the postseason like it always does.
Anyway, Dallas Braden always says after a home run, the thing about fastballs and real estate, location, 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 it's the same with ankle sprains. The lower ankle sprain and the higher ankle sprain are different beasts. They're totally different injuries that impact different parts of the body. And I think it's easy when you hear ankle sprain to go, okay, it's okay. They'll get LeBron back. The NASCAR pit crew will take out the nuts and bolts and he'll just be LeBron again. He's a tank. He doesn't get hurt. But that high ankle sprain is potentially lingering and maybe you can't get back to 100%. I'm not going to make any predictions. I'm not a doctor, as we often say on this podcast, but it would not surprise
You're
me.
A doctor.
A
doctor.
You know, a little bit. Anywho, I'm an amateur doctor. We're all Zoom doctors nowadays. And in my doctor opinion, my medical opinion, it wouldn't be shocking to see LeBron compromised from here on out. I prefer to be an optimist and think he'll get the right rest. and recovery and eventually get back to form. But no, it's with a high ankle sprain, and we know that my body and what I've done, it's exactly like
it's
LeBron
has
done.
About the same as LeBron.
I was skateboarding, right. And I had a high ankle sprain, and it's still discolored from over 10 years ago. So it can linger. I'm not 100%.
Let me tell you.
I thought you just had a high ankle.
just a longer ankle than most people.
No, I thought you just made it the other way.
Here's the Blazers' final games of the season. Lakers at home, Spurs at home, which is the second night of a back-to-back, home against the Rockets, then at the Jazz, at the Suns on the second night of a back-to-back, and then home to the Nuggets. Marcus, I don't know that they have to worry about the about going into the play-in tournament because the Blazers are not going to win a lot of those games.
You wouldn't say so, but you
also
think,
remember when that guy tweeted Dame and said, "Hey, if you guys don't get to 42 wins, I'm going to lose my house." And Dame said, "Say less." They're not making 42 wins, by the way. We got to find a house for this guy.
Oh God,
why? You think LeBron is banking on Dame not sneaking two of those games? Like, if they're putting their season on Dame, and I don't know, that's a risky bet. He missed 20 games, and there will be six, you know, what they played on the second, I think. So that's four games before the Clippers game, five games at Blazers game. If he doesn't play at Phoenix 9, that's another week off. And if it's still not okay, like, that's a problem. I do think you're right in that they're saying, let's not risk LeBron for the playoffs. But that just means it's pretty big because, they could literally lose to the Blazers.
Yeah.
They could lose to the Blazers just without LeBron.
I mean,
and now you're looking at playing the Warriors at 7-8 for the
Lakers. It's
recruitment season.
It's at Clippers, that's a long road trip. But at Clippers, at Blazers, Suns, Knicks, which are tough. Rockets is a win. Pacers, whatever. And then New Orleans is, the Lakers schedule is not cake, is what I would say.
It's not, but the Pacers suck. We know that, right? Like, Pacers are terrible. That's a bad basketball team.
Yeah.
And for the second straight year, they're like, ooh, maybe the coach. Or, like, or maybe the front office that put this terrible roster together.
Well, we'll be talking about that later. But all this hot seat, the hot seat is out. It's out right now.
That is a mid-podcast tease for a few minutes from now. Mm. Speaking of hot seat.
Brought to you by Magic Spoon. No.
What about the hot Suns? Holy shit. Are the Suns the best team in basketball, guys? What day is it? May 5th when we're recording this?
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
That's right, fellas. The Phoenix Suns are now 47-18, riding a five-game win streak in tonight's game against the Hawks. What happened? I don't know. Wait, is that a Wednesday night game or a Thursday night game? Check the standings in the scoreboard to find out. In this week's Power Rankings on The Athletic, I have them as the number one seed. And the theme this week was playoff predictions. This is what I wrote. The Phoenix Suns will finish with the top seed, and they'll handle their business until the second round. Does anybody think this team can get through to the second round, or will they be a first round upset? Does anybody think they can get past the second round? Ethan, you go first.
Yeah, they can get past the second round. They can get to the conference finals. It's going to be determined by matchups and injuries, but especially with the Lakers now in peril, as we were just talking about. I guess what I want to know with the Suns is, what's the counter argument? Is it the lack of experience, save for Chris Paul, that they just haven't been through the crucible before? Because otherwise, they're just a very well-balanced team that can go big, that can go smaller, and has shooting. I mean, what's the weakness? What's the vulnerability? Do we turn it to Suns aficionado Marcus to tell me the Achilles heel for this Phoenix Leviathan? Can a Leviathan have an Achilles heel? I don't know.
I don't think that's how that works. Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works either.
Yeah, but they have, like, the sea monster is like a heel, though, or like a flipper. Sorry, you're saying.
Not only can they get to the Western Conference Finals, they will get to the Western Conference.
Whoa!
Whoa! LeBron James explosion!
This is happening.
Air horns!
This is happening.
Ambulance noise!
This is happening. The what? Road is set up for them. They're the most complete. They're the most complete they've ever been. Chris Paul
Devin
is
Booker?
As hungry
More
as
like
he's ever
Devin
been.
Book it, Jade.
Oh. Devin Book it. Look, they'll get the eight, right? They'll play the eight seed, and whoever it is, they'll beat them. Like, if it's Portland, if it's Golden State, whoever, none of those four teams is probably going to beat Phoenix in a four-game series. Guess who they get second round? Denver or Dallas?
Mm. Oh,
are you scared?
What about your precious MVP? And they traded for Aaron Gordon, and now they're title contenders and stuff.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I'm with you. Denver might be a nice fight. You know, they put up a good fight, but I'm riding with Phoenix because of their versatility. They can play multiple ways. They can put Ayton in there. They can play without Ayton. They have the ability to play multiple ways. And Chris Paul right now, Chris Paul is looking like a guy who's got one last shot. Like, he's playing like a dude who knows, okay, this is it, and he's got to get to a finals. Matter of fact, you know what? Go ahead and put him in the finals. Phoenix. Whoa! In the NBA Finals. We're going all... I'm riding this Phoenix thing all the way. You know, wow. Ethan, how I feel about Javon Carter.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges is one of the best role players in the league. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, put Phoenix in the NBA Finals right now because LeBron's high ankle sprain is a problem. Let's book it.
Wow. Wow. I like it.
Monty Williams, Coach of the Year.
I'm fanning myself on an audio medium, hoping that Jerome turns this into a video.
And yet, the...
Otherwise, that didn't make any sense.
It doesn't. The rule in basketball is that Chris Paul must lose in the most heartbreaking of fashion. It's hard to evade that. Mm. It's hard to get away from that. That is a rule of life, like death and taxes. How is that not going to happen this time around? Is it just...
It's a whole new world. We got a pandemic and all that. Things are different. Everything is odd. This is the year Chris Paul gets it.
That's a good point. It is a whole new world. But, Ethan, that lack of experience does matter, right? Like, we've even seen, and granted, I don't think you can just base it on this, but we saw a Thunder team, a 50-win Thunder team, you know, essentially with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Serge Ibaka go to their first playoff moment. And granted, they had to face the Lakers. So, like, you know, that's not just your normal... playoff opponent, but they had to face the Lakers and they ended up losing in six. Like, sometimes you can be a really, really good team with a great future and not necessarily have that experience to overcome a tough opponent.
Counterpoint. Are these real playoffs? Right? I mean, if you take the crowd out of it, I mean, we're still more...
Do we think Arizona is not going to have a full crowd for these playoffs? Yeah.
Probably. I don't know what they got going on down there. Be honest. I mean, I'm not sure. Are they? Then that's a huge advantage. Oh, that validates Marcus even more.
Is a tremendous advantage. I'm telling you.
Put the Suns in the finals.
That validates Marcus even more that when you go out there to Talking Stick, you're going to have 20,000 people screaming and making a home court advantage. And when you return home, wherever you're playing, let's say Staples, it's going to be a mere smattering. You can go to the finals with a smattering.
You forget about the off days and the post game. When have players gone out? When have they gotten a chance to kick it? Mm. They will be in downtown. Scottsdale is about to be the same advantage Miami is for the Heat, right? Like, are you kidding me? You get to kick it at Scottsdale finally, full on.
We need a mean on the scene.
Team is taking the L.
We need a mean on the scene in Scottsdale telling us which guys went out, which guys got crazy, so we can make the right gambling picks. We've got this whole situation set up.
They'll avoid the LA teams until the finals. Mm. Like, the way it's set up now, they won't have to face the Lakers or the Clippers until the West Finals.
Mm. I'm liking this.
Mm. I'm telling you. I'm liking it. Phoenix in the finals. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Wow. You know who's not going to make the finals? The Portland Trailblazers. In fact, take three. Get the stats out of here. As predicted many times on this podcast channel, the Portland Trailblazers are expected to move on from head coach Terry Stotts after 9 years. Jade, hit me with that Ferris Bueller's nine times.
Nine times.
Nine times.
This is according to Shams Charania of The Athletic. Shocking, I say. Quote, if Stotts can't pull a rabbit out of his hat with a playoff miracle of sorts, as one source puts it, the Blazers are expected to opt for a new coaching voice. Shams also wrote, and the Damian Lillard timeline, it seems, is playing a big part here. Sources also said coach Mike Budenholzer is urgently learning how to become a magician. Among the potential coaching candidates, Lakers assistant Jason Kidd, Hawks interim coach Nate McMillan, maybe making a return to the PNW, 76ers assistant Dave Yeager, Clippers assistant Chauncey Billups, and Spurs vice pres of basketball operations Brent Bonesberry. Marcus, what took the Blazers so long here?
The Warriors took them so long. The Dynasty Warriors. That you lose to the Warriors four times in the playoffs, it feels inevitable, right? We done the best we could, but we just ran up against the Warriors. It's not us, it's them. They're such a juggernaut. They got to the Western Conference Finals, no KD. You lose to Steph and Dre. Hey, man, what are we supposed to do? We lost to the greatest team ever assembled, all right? Well, now that team is no longer there, and the results are the same. But that's what took us. You had that fallback plan of, hey, we just happened to be here at the same time as the KD, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson Warriors. And now that's out of the bag, right? This was their year, and all of these people were talking at the beginning of the year, oh, Portland, here we go.
I'm coming out of the boat.
Oh, Portland, here we go. And it's like, yo, we've watched this team. We know what's happening. They've been relying the third scorer they've been relying on every year is just like the most random. It's like Al-Farouq Aminu, Mo Harkless, Robert Covington. It's like, yo, I mean, these are not solid bets here. And while I think Terry Stotts, it's only natural to go to the coach, especially after this much time, he needs to be looking at Neil O'Shea like, hey, homie, it's not like you gave me the perfect hand here, buddy.
Mm. Yeah, I just don't know where the expectations are. I mean, where did they want to be? Where did they expect to go? And moreover, I mean, Shams wrote such a great article on all the seats heating up. What is going on with all the hot seats?
We got to throw in our guy Sam Amick, who was in there on there too.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
Sam was in there too. Baby.
Sorry, the Sacramento legend should get his credit. I know. Retake that one. Sam Amick as well.
Keep it all in.
Keep it all in. All in there. But what is going on? Why so many hot seats so quickly? It seemed like half the league was in that article about to be fired.
Because if you're not in a play-in game, what are you doing? If you're not,
is that what it is?
I also think it's muscle memory. I think it's muscle memory, right? Because this time of year, normally we'd be making coaching changes, but we still got some season left.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like if you can't get in the mix on this year, where there's 10 teams in the mix, like, what are you doing here? You can't even say, let's just take it. It's like, yo, you're legit not in a 20-team race.
Yeah. It seems like Stotts and Budenholzer might be the least deserving. My favorite one, is in Indiana, where with Bjorkgren. God, it's so hard. Is that why they're firing him? By the way,
yes, they just can't say his name.
Yeah,
that's why. That's the little note. It's not the spat with the players is they don't know how to say his name.
What I loved is that they fired McMillan as the players were mad, and then they were lavishing praise on the replacement, if you remember, and a lot of people were going like, man, they really hated McMillan. You can see that they're finally getting some coaching. Well, now it's the same deal. This is just an outsider's perspective. Maybe the coach is not the problem in Indiana. It might just be...
Especially since that coach who left now has the Hawks and like...
Yes.
Rolling.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe it's your all-star big man who's difficult to deal with.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's the point guard you traded for in a sign and trade a couple years ago that the other franchise was like, hey, we can let him go. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I thought McMillan did a great job, and it's just funny to me. It's funny to me that the replacement is treated much the same way immediately. And again, I don't know all the internal dynamics there, but it would seem like maybe the coach is not the situation in Indiana. And then there are the other ones that are more explicable. I'm surprised that Luke Walton has survived to this point, frankly. I mean, he's doing a good job hanging on. You know, same with Scott Brooks. So, I've also just seen a lot of Warren Legarry. It's going to be a busy Warren Legarry season, it would seem.
One. Marcus, maybe what the Blazers could do is not be the third worst defense in NBA history. You know, maybe that's
but that's the
do.
Problem. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Terry Stotts, it's like, bro, what do you want me to do? You give me a 6'3 and under backcourt, right? You keep giving me these one guys who's supposed to somehow be a defensive stopper, right? Where whether it's, you know, Mo Harkless, these are good defenders, right? Robert Covington, good defenders, but they're not make up for two small guards who don't defend good, right? They're not that level good. We know they love to get their hands on a Draymond Green, but Neil hasn't pulled that trade off, right? So it's like, I don't know what Terry Stotts is supposed to do. They set it up to where Dame and CJ is their point guard, period. Like that's their yeah. franchise.
They
so
didn't make
they're
the
always
hard decision.
At a defensive difficulty.
Yeah,
exactly. They didn't make the hard decision. This is what they have to live with. And just plugging in one good defender,
right,
in that small forward spot isn't the solution.
Remember when the solution was supposed to be CJ McCollum for Andre Drummond? What a disaster that would have been, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Because Andre
oh
Drummond's God. Terrible.
Yeah.
Andre Drummond is an awful NBA player.
It also reminds me of saddled Stotts with Hassan Whiteside for a period of time is also what I'm reminded of when you bring up
because Nurkic broke his leg. They're like, well, I guess we'll go with Whiteside. Make it work, Terry.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of tanking, take four. Are the Warriors... Oh, never mind. But hey, they must regret not picking that LaMelo Ball kid because he's back to his last naming. That's right. He's back to balling.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/theathletic.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Yes, LaMelo did not waste any time getting back out there and has been stuffing the stat sheet in his first three games back, including more highlight reel plays. Jade, play the tape.
LaMelo. Wow! A dipsy do in the finish with the left hand.
Despite the absence and some excellent play from Anthony Edwards, it looks like LaMelo Ball has re-locked up that Rookie of the Year award at -650 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, it's his.
All that being said, I'm wondering, guys, is LaMelo Ball another example of a player wasting away in small marketville? Ethan.
Yeah. I'm just impressed.
Marcus, that was a play on Margaritaville, which is a Jimmy Buffett song.
I figured.
Yeah. Okay. Ethan, go.
I like the interpretation of not knowing and just thinking you sing for no reason and do portmanteaus that just don't make sense out of nowhere. I'm just really impressed. I remember writing about him because I watched all his Australia games, and I didn't think he would be this. And I said the only thing preventing me from going further was this old Charlie Rosen column where he said that LeBron would never be more than an average NBA player. And it has followed Charlie Rosen, I think, since he wrote that. And he's almost been drummed out of media, potentially, in part because of it. And I thought to myself, and I said it in the article, the only reason I'm not going further is because of just reading some of the things he said about LeBron reminds me of some of the things you could say about LaMelo now. But I didn't think LaMelo would actually be a breakout superstar. I was just covering my own ass. I had no concern about what's currently happening actually happening. It's insane. I mean, he is Top Shot might be a Ponzi scheme for all we know, but he's the one keeping it alive and propping it up at this juncture. There's so much interest and hope invested in LaMelo. So I can't answer the question of wasting away in small marketville or what have you, because this whole thing has just started with him and the Hornets. I'm just impressed. I don't have a take beyond it. Just impressed.
Searching for his crossover and shot. Some people claim there's a Borrego to blame. And I know. Is Gordon Hayward's fault?
There we go. That's Wang. That's Wang Unbecoming.
Of course.
That's Wang. That was. I got chills.
Borrego looks like.
I got afraid from that swing.
Borrego looks like Ken on Succession, right?
So you know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
Back in the early 90s, when I was at Oakland Tech and I was a part of student government, they filmed a movie at my school and I got to sit up on stage because I was one of the bright students. So it wasn't Pleasantville. It was a movie called Made in America with a young Will Smith and Ted Danson.
Ooh, wow.
So I got to wear a gown. We even got paid and everything. But I sat next to
Marcus. Wasn't that the movie where Ted Danson, for a promotional thing, wore blackface to like a Whoopi Goldberg celebration?
That might be it. Yeah, that might be
it. I've got the timeline around that.
A roast. Wasn't that a roast where he did that?
Maybe it was. I could be mixing the two.
So I'm on this stage, and I've got on this gold cap and gown, and this is our moment. They're filming a movie, and we're doing all these takes. And to my left is Boys in the Hood star Nia Long. So, I mean, we talk about double digits. That's one of the great moments of my life. For like 8 straight days, I'm sitting next to Nia Long. And as I grew older, look back on that moment, I never shot my shot. So Nia Long is the one. Nia Long is my LaMelo Ball for the Warriors, like the one that got away. I was right there. I had a chance to make a shot. I was like 14. Mm. I should have made my move on Nia Long, and I didn't do it. And now she's like Ime Udoka's wife. So
wait,
I blew it.
You wanted to have one of those like Florida middle schoolers and the teachers sort of relationships in Nia Long? That's what you were. You think that was in your mix?
I was 14. Everything was possible. What are you talking about? There was no rules, as we discussed before the pod.
Yeah.
Right? Teenager, right, Zach? Teenager.
That's Marcus. Nobody's gonna know what the proper interpretation of that is.
It doesn't matter. We get it. That's all that matters.
I'm just saying, that's how the Warriors will feel about LaMelo. They will always look back and say, "Ah, man, I was right there. I didn't shoot my shot." Because this dude is a bona fide star. It's only a matter of time before he's out of Charlotte. But I don't think he's wasting away because he's got to develop. He's got to sprout first. And then you go. You do your time. You grow. You sprout. You become a star. And then you leave.
We're not doing this to Michael Jordan's team, okay?
No.
We're not doing this, all right? He's got a chance to be a star in Charlotte. They're going to call him Starlet. Wait, that's
Queen City.
He's got a chance to be a star. a superstar. He can be a superstar anywhere. He was a superstar in Lithuania. He was a superstar in Australia, and he's a superstar in Charlotte. Superstar, we don't need this big Gino market Hills, bullshit. Baby. He don't also,
matter. I mean, Cam Newton.
Exactly. Also,
Cam Newton was this big star in Charlotte. It's possible. It can be done. We're talking about. It's like the second city of
it's
the South.
It's not up to him. It's up to Michael Jordan to get him somebody
Larry
to play
Johnson.
With. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Get
Grandma,
him somebody Mom. To play with.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Mourning.
Get him another star. That's what they need. Get him another star.
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
Star in Charlotte.
Wardell Stephen Curry Sr.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, very
exactly.
Famous.
You can be a star in Charlotte. We're not doing this to the Queen City, all right? It's My Queen bad. City, right?
It's Queen City. Good, that's right. Good pull. Right. Good reference.
Okay. In fact, who knows? He may lead them to the finals someday. Speaking of the finals, take five. Finals are bust. The Bucks stop here. More coaching hot seat news. This just in. According to Sam Amick and Shams Charania, Bucks head coach Mike, why change a thing, Budenholzer, is gone unless there's a deep, deep playoff run. From The Athletic, quote, there's significant pressure on Budenholzer entering this postseason, and while the team dynamics are very healthy at the moment, with players happy with the coaching element and an internal confidence that they are the best team in the East, sources say Budenholzer is likely gone unless there's a deep playoff run. Huh. Let me ask you guys this. Do you think that means the finals or a 7-game first-round series? How deep are we talking here? Marcus, how far do the Bucks need to go for Coach Bud to remain in Milwaukee?
They got to get to the finals. The only way that the finals aren't
face the Suns
is if yes, face the Suns, baby. The only way if the finals aren't enough is if they lose to the Brooklyn Nets in the same fashion the Philadelphia 76ers lost to the Raptors. It's got to be a 7-gamer. It's got to come down to the end, and you got to be right there. If they get boat raced by the Heat again. Like, we're done, right? Like, this is a problem. But they've been to the Eastern Conference Finals. They've done that. So the point is now you got to progress. More importantly, you got to make Giannis feel like he's not wasting away. And if they run up against Brooklyn, what are they, 2-1 against Brooklyn this year? They've played pretty well. They run up against Brooklyn and get ran up out of there. And Giannis is looking like, geez, how are we going to beat that team? Like this, right. That's what the pressure is. You got to appease Giannis. He signed a supermax. You got to appease him. And if Bud can't figure it out, like that's they're a coach away from figuring it out. We've seen this already. We've seen this with the Warriors.
We know they're talented enough. Yeah.
Yes, we know they've got it. Yeah. There isn't a deficiency in talent. There might be a deficiency in strategy. There might be a deficiency in approach. So he's got to figure this out. He has to.
Ethan, let me ask you this real quick. With the Bucks, it may be about, one, a deep playoff run, but two, kind of the Houston Rockets against the Warriors thing, right? Not so much that you lose, but the way you lose.
I disagree, if I'm just guessing. I think when these sort of reports float on out there, they know what they want to do. They want to move on. Maybe you can salvage the situation, like in the movie Major League. They wanted to sell the Indians, but the Indians in the movie made such an incredible run that they couldn't do it. Such a thing is possible. You can marshal the forces of PR in your favor. You can win the championship. Hard to fire you if you win the championship, but I think when they're saying it's got to be a deep playoff run, I mean, that's not a whole lot of trust right there. That's a demonstration of will. Just right there of what they want to do, that kind of ultimatum. So my guess is that
give me a good reason to keep you around.
Yes. My guess is the die has already been cast, and Budenholzer more than likely will be ousted from the Cream City, which is a strange city nickname. That's the city nickname
for what we were talking about before the podcast.
Oh God,
good Lord.
Marcus.
What's happening right now?
Really look this up.
What is happening?
So Milwaukee, known as the Cream City because of the yellow cream-colored bricks that were first discovered and made here in the 19th century. Huh.
It's not because that state is full of dairy and so it all goes to Milwaukee?
Look, that's just what it says. And I'm surprised you didn't go with some sort of pun about Budenholzer hitting the bricks. That's what I'm mostly disappointed in when I read that description.
He's trying not to say the cream puns that are flying through his head right now.
Marcus knows me well. In fact, this is what I've been holding back on. There you go. Check the chat on that one. This is horrible podcasting. That's what I've been thinking of this whole time. God. Okay.
Yo,
that is a fun.
And
that's gonna do it for this episode of Point of Contention on the Athletic NBA Show. Make sure you subscribe.
You gotta relax. Athletic
to get all the great playoff coverage and end of season coverage with the NBA. We also have the best coverage of every sport you've got out there. No matter how many times a day you go online to check it and do other stuff. For Marcus Thompson, for Ethan Sherwood-Strauss, for Jade Hoy, I'm Zach Harper. Keep it locked in on The Athletic.